Woods TV.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Old fellas, shout outs on the beat.
I swear, oh, there's a lot of shit going on, man.
Tap outs on the ones and twos.
Just try to keep it from letting it go crazy.
Bello on the bello.
You know?
Yeah. Time to take it back.
Just feel good. Talk to him. When you did a favor, I can't even name one. It's all a blur, like I done forgot where I came from. Shout out to my uncle Dre, that's where I can gain from. Life like baseball, watch how people change up. I'm the same me, never extra when the dough around. Mama raised a soldier, all I know is hold it down. Too much on my mind, why you think I blow it down? Life feel like an avalanche, and shit feel like it's going down. Corona killing people everywhere. I'm just speaking fact. I'm saying that it's heavy here. It ain't going the way, but shit getting steady here. Shout out to the hospital for making sure we ready here. I'm trying to eat, but life full of vultures. And Black Lives Matter, why they killing off our culture? Like egos. Nowadays you gotta keep a toast here. This shit is so sad how we justify our culture. Then again, we get hated by a lot of guys. Then they justify the fact. All I hear is a lot of lies. I talk to God, then he talk back. He just replied to me, son, don't get off track. Like a railroad, tell him where the stars at. Failure's not an option, I show him where my heart's at. I was taught focus on me and not the other man. Stack money up and make it stretch like a rubber band. Life get hard, but I swallow my pride. I go hard for my kids, as long as I'm alive, they really see. So I stay up on my grind and I be out my mind at times, but this music truly see. Really, I ain't got the time and I don't need the nine, but really though, my loved ones see. So you can feel a brother pain if it ain't semi-sided. Just another name. Hey yo, I've been doing me. I'm not concerned with the next man. Stack money up. I'm on my grind like a sex dance. I got kids, so I try to be the best man. Can't snap. I play it cool like Def Jam.
You know that.
The streets is cold. Far as the year, I just want it to be over. I'm like Keisha Cole. $1 million mind frame. 100,000 feature flow. Fat people shit, that mean I'ma eat the show. School of Hard Knocks. I done had the teaching job, seen so much death. I could take the Grim Reaper job, task is at a high. Watch who you be sleeping on, people twist words. Watch who you be speaking on. Yo, for real, I need a getaway, really for my sanity. Just to keep my head straight. One conversation now, I keep the lead away. They say stay woke, but me, I've been dead awake. Life get hard, but I swallow my pride. I go hard for my kids, long as I'm alive, they really see. So I stay up on my grind and I be out my mind at times, but this music truly sees. Really, I ain't got the time and I don't need the nine, but really though, my loved ones see. So you should feel a brother pain if it ain't semi-sided, it's just another name, nigga.
Rest in peace, request.
Yo, what's poppin', what it do? Happy Thursday, closer to the fucking weekend. Everybody that's on that 9 to 5, I know you happy. Welcome to Backwoods TV. Y'all know what we do here. Every Thursday, 9 p.m., we here. Home of the independent artists, home of the black business owners and entrepreneurs. You already know who it is. It's your boy, Semi Sayonara, the host. You already know Mr. I Got Bars. Shout out to my boy Flock Guys on the 1-2s, the whole For the Record Radio, Mr. Haiti. You already know. My whole squad, Kush Money. You know what we do here. Yo, tonight, I got a nice little show put together for y'all. I know y'all used to be packing the house tonight, but I wanted to slim it down a little bit and emphasize on, you know, a little bit of the talent we got going on, and I want to take a little more time to be able to focus in on them. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to my, you know, the fan base that's loyal, fucks with us, For the Record. 7 days a week, y'all already know the fucking vibes. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it hasn't been done. You know we love first on this show, and you know how I'm doing. I'm about giving everybody an opportunity. there's been a young lady under the scenes who's been busting her ass and working. See, y'all got to tap in with me a little more to see what I be saying. Yo, she a humble sweetheart. She very talented. And she got next, yo. No cap. So with that said, I want to bring on my first guest, Jazz. Jazz, what it do?
Yes. How are you? What's up up here?
Hey, welcome to For the Record Radio, Backwoods TV. You know what we do here. It is a pleasure to have you here, miss.
I'm here. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Thank you for the nice introduction. I love it. Thank you.
First and foremost, I'm going to give the people a chance to listen to you. Tell the people what your name is and what you do.
My name is Jazz Jules. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I do rap, I sing, and I have my own business of doing nails. So that's just a small little quick introduction to me. They'll be able to find out more when they look me up. Yes.
Absolutely. You want to shout your social media out to the folk to give them a chance to, you know, be able to tap in with what you got going on?
Most definitely. I'm on YouTube and Instagram at Jazz Jewels, JASJEWULZ. It's not a regular jewel here. I am a unique, different type of jewel, so look me up on YouTube, Instagram as Jazz Jewels. My Facebook is my government, Jasmine Julia Blocker. Yeah, that's all I have. That's all the platforms I have.
Absolutely. AL, everybody. Now, y'all know what I do. I be scouting. I be looking. I be listening, and I pay attention. Yo, she dropped a hard-ass banger. We're going to get into that a little later. She got a nice little banger for y'all, and I'm going to let her introduce her, but we're going to get into that a little later. You know what we do? We about finding out about the artists and tapping in with the artists and trying to figure out a little more about them. So, first and foremost, since it's your first time on the show, I ask the artists three questions. I give a chance for them to answer it. If you feel like I'm digging too deep, or I tell every artist that come on the show, as well as business owner, if you feel like I'm asking a question that's a little out of your reach and you don't want to answer it, feel free to put my black ass in my face. We're not about disrespect here. So, you know, that's the first and foremost. So I want to go ahead and jump straight into this. And I'm going to incorporate both as well, both your business and your rap with these questions. My first question to you is, how long have you been rapping, and what made you want to start rapping as far as the type of music you do?
I have not been rapping for long. I actually started off doing poetry. I've been writing poetry since elementary, and I also was, just writing, you know. So when it came down to just wanting to do something different, just wanting to actually do what I wanted to do. It was my image that, to me, that made me feel like I couldn't really do it because I look so nice, so soft. But really, I got some hardcore in me that it needs to come out, and it's just time for it to come out. So I've been writing since elementary.
Absolutely.
I have. Yeah, I've been writing.
You know, that's a beautiful thing, because one of my favorite female artists happens to be my older sister, and she started out writing poetry. And she turned into a metaphor monster. So, you know, I salute you on that. You know, that's definitely a blessing. And it's not about how long you've been rapping. I can see the hunger and how passionate you are about what you do. So I want to commit you on that. Definitely.
My bad. I just started, you know, putting out that type of rap music about 2-3 weeks ago. So this is something that I'm stepping into fresh, brand new, like a newborn baby, ready to jump and take the risk it all.
Absolutely. And here on Backwoods TV and For the Record, 7 days a week, we got you. Anytime you feel like you want to bring some new music here, let the people hear what you got to say. This is a family show. You're more than welcome to come back. I've had repeat guests. I have one repeat guest returning tonight. So we all about spreading love on here. You know, my second question actually would be, so I know you're very talented with the music as well and, you know, everything. And I'll get into another question on that as far as a little later. But my next question to you is, what is your business that you have, and how long have you been doing it?
So I recently, last year, I dropped a 9-to-5. Like I said, I'm trying to do new things. It's other stuff in me that's ready to blow, is ready to come out. So I dropped my 9-to-5 and, you know, decided to do nails. I do nails full-time now. This is full-time me. What caused me to do it was just, I was just going. I'm tired of working for people. It's time for me to be the star that I know I'm supposed to be. So what I'm doing with this, I have a 5-year retirement plan that I have set up for myself. I really jumped into nails on the business aspect.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I have on this show, I've had some amazing female business owners. I have one coming through actually tonight that you can actually tap in with. This is what we want to do here. We want to empower our queens. I never forgot where I came from. My mother is an African American queen. She did it all, multi entrepreneur, hustle, and made a 9-to-5. Like, so I love seeing our queens definitely stepping up to the plate and, you know, empowering each other. And that's what we're about on the show. So I definitely plan to link you into a few of the, you know, female entrepreneurs and actually artists. Absolutely, you know, at the end of the day, that's what the opportunity is here for. You know, when people come on the show to discuss their business and, you know, what they do, it's an outlet for other people that's, you know, upcoming. You know, you may be an artist upcoming looking for a clothing line. I've had over four different clothing lines on. You know, it's outlet. So, you know, that's a blessing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you can, you know, link yourself. I know plenty of women who like their nails done, sweetheart. I know plenty of them.
Okay. Yes.
I have a 9-year-old daughter, and she loves her nails done. So,
yes.
You know, that's,
okay.
You know, I have a beautiful lady. She loves getting her nails done. So, you know, it's beautiful. You know, my last question for you actually is, you know, you kind of tapped into my question before I actually got to ask it to you. So my next question to you, my final question would be, what do you hope to accomplish business-wise and music-wise in the next 5 years, and where do you see yourself?
Well, actually, when I made that retirement plan for my business by itself 5 years, that's just for me to jump in, get to working on it myself, and then within 5 years, I'll be able to retire. I still have people working for me. But as far as music, when I made that retirement plan, I was not thinking about music. This is something that I just started doing 2 to 3 weeks ago, you know what I'm saying? So when I put that, you know, when I started putting it out, it was just for feedback, so people actually like it. So with music, I don't know. I'm just ready to see where this goes. I'm ready. I'm just ready for that. I'm just excited. I don't know how to explain that feeling. But, yeah, wherever it takes me, I'm ready to go.
You know what? Keep that attitude, because, you know, a lot of people don't have that attitude. And, you know, I was one of those, too, that didn't have that positive attitude. And shit went negative all the time. So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, sharpen my senses, keep God first, and, you know, just ultimately be a more positive person. You know, and I see what you're doing on Facebook, and it doesn't go on unnoticed. So, you know, keep grinding, love. Keep pushing.
Thank you.
You know, we got a feature coming out that people don't know about, but it's
right,
out there
right.
Now. We definitely have a feature. So, you know, she on his third album, so, you know. And also, yo, to close out this segment, yo, is there anything else you want to say to the people before I drop this bomb on them or what I heard on YouTube last night?
Not really. I just want to let people know anybody out there that is not falling on deaf ears, please hit me up. The answer is yes, whatever you want to do. With that, I am just eager. That's it. You know, my Facebook, all that, you know, find me. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work tonight. If you hit me up tonight, I'll be working tonight, okay? That's about it. Let them hear it.
Absolutely. Hey, yo, Flop. All right. She don't know about what we do on this show. Hey, yo, Flop, I'm going to ask her a question real quick. Hey, Jazz, do you know what this song is right here?
Blank Beat Production.
I know exactly what that is.
I'm going to go ahead and introduce the people. And before you introduce it, I want to thank you for popping in. And you're more than welcome anytime to come on this show. We a family show here. Anytime you want to come on and promote your business or your music, you got it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. So with this song right here, this is the one the reason I decided to, this is my first feedback song. It's actually made like 2:00 in the morning over nothing. Like, we really didn't have nothing. We just did it. And I wanted to see what people thought. And this is what made me realize that I need to go ahead and take that chance. So listen to it. Hopefully you guys like it. And yes, Jazz Jules, please do not forget the name. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yo, Flop Dodge, run it.
Blank Beats Production.
Jewel.
Young Trill.
They say they want to know who I am and how I'm coming. Leg out. He say you wanted him a bad P. Rough me up, he bent me over, slapped me on my ass. I'm riding around town feeling like a Kardashian. It's water on my neck, so I ain't worried about no splashes.
Yeah, I need me a bad bitch. I'ma bend over and stack on the ass cheeks. Baby, I ain't fucking with the Kardashians, cause you the bad bitch that I'm tryna splash in.
Juice on the beat, they get quiet when I speak. I've been grinding all week, the money's what I really see. I don't have time to compete, bitch, I'm way too icy. I got the keys to the street, that's why you hoes copy me.
These niggas copy me too. Riding around clean in a nice two-door coupe. Ice gang, that's the label, all these jewels to prove. I let the haters talk about it, go on, do what you do.
I got Satan trying to fuck with my mental. I been laid back getting money so official. I swear this nigga make it really hard for me to miss him. I burn his head then I turn around and straight diss him. He say he wanted me to be his baby mama. Boy, please, I don't fuck with you, I'm fucking with them commas. I cannot do this drama. I refuse to be a nigga mama. It really made me ill. He don't know it's time for higher summer.
Yo, Backwoods TV. Y'all already know what the fuck it is. Shout out to my boy Fly Guys of Behind the 1-2s. Y'all already know the shit. Yo, thank you, Jazz, for coming through. For real, yo, I appreciate it. Callers, don't hang up. For the viewers that's viewing online, if you want to watch, you can watch online. But if you want to call in, make sure you call in 929-477-2425. Again, that number is 929-477-2425. Hey, yo. That's how I like to start my show off. I like to, the vibe of that, how shit moving. Like, we try and give everybody opportunity here. So with that said, we about business on this show. It's a pleasure, honestly, yo. It's an honest pleasure right here to introduce the next gentleman that I'm about to bring to my show. I watched him grind from the beginning. He's been a very big fan of mine from, day one, big support system. He recently got his LICs and became a certified label and has his own business. And I'm going to bring him here so he can talk to y'all about it and let y'all know what he's doing. I want to bring to the stage, I want to bring my boy Jamar Webb. Yo, Jamar, what's good? Jamar, are you there?
Hello?
Hey,
what's going on, man? Thank you for letting me be on your show.
Oh, man, blessings, bro. And, yo, man, much blessings and congratulations on all the success, because I personally know you from, from Yay High, yo, and you really set that in motion when we was younger and stuck to it. So I want to congratulate you and just let you know how proud we are of you here at For the Record Radio and Backwoods TV, yo. Congratulations to my viewers. Anything is possible. Congratulations, Jamar.
Thank you, man, so much. I thank you for your support, and I love your show, man. Just keep doing it, Just keep doing it,
man.
Stay blessed.
Man, I just like giving everybody an opportunity to, try and showcase. It's hard to get your music out there. It's hard to get people to listen. It's hard to get people to take 5 minutes of their time just to listen. And, to be able to get this opportunity back to other artists that's coming up, it's more of a blessing than anything, So, that I want to thank the radio station more importantly, yo. But, first we're going to go ahead and, going to give you a chance to state your name and tell the people a little bit about what you're doing and your business.
Well, my name is Jamal Webb, a.k.a. J Money. I used to be a former artist. Now I'm a CEO of Webb Entertainment. And check my artists out. I got a couple. And what we do around here, we love giving artists an opportunity and chance and put their stuff to the next level. So come ride with me. I can take you to the next level.
Absolutely. You know, you want to go ahead and tell the people your social media, how they could tap in if they're interested in, you know, possibly becoming an artist or affiliate of Webb Entertainment?
Well, you always could tap in Jamal Webb on Facebook and just inbox me, send me your music, inbox me your music, and I'll check you out. Mail go for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, here on this show, I know you tapped in. You already know the vibes of what we do here. You definitely are honored to have on my business section because you are a true definition of the black entrepreneur. So I want to go ahead and jump into your interview and ask you a few questions, you know, about what you're doing. My first question would be to you is, you know, coming from a solo artist, I'm an artist myself. It's definitely hard to run a label and, you know, conduct your own business as well as being an artist and, you know, trying to stay focused on both. What made you say, you know, this is what I want to do and I think I got this?
Well, I've been through a lot, you know, with me, with contracts and all labels I used to sign to. And now I wanted to start what I want to do, not what the label want me to do. Like, they trying to control you. And I wanted to have my own stuff.
Absolutely, man. You know, Jamar, like, honestly, yo, I could speak from personal experience. I was in a situation involved with a group where I was definitely the youngest. And, you know, I kind of, the contract I signed was shaky and this shit went left and, you know, it took me a while to, you know, even want to have management again to that point, you know. And up until recently, I was blessed with, you know, three strong managers. Assholes, but strong as hell. Like, and I can't complain about them. Like, so I know what you mean. Like, and it's a definite blessing to be able to, you know, and just enjoy your craft and the artistry in it. So, you know, I commend you on that and definitely sticking with that. My second question would be with you. I'm going to tap in a little deeper on this one. If you had a top five artist set up from Plainfield, New Jersey that you would like to work with and set up future projects with, give me your top five artists from Plainfield that you definitely wouldn't mind hitting up collabs with.
Well, you know, it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. And I heard lately, I really want to do a collab with Hank Moody, you know. I know him since high school. I love his vibe, his swag, his flow, and I definitely would assign him.
Absolutely. I could dig it, man. You know, I always say that, you know, the roughest part of the game is staying focused, and I could say that from experience. It's the hardest part of the game is staying focused. And you truly are one of them people that I've grown up over the last 10, 12 plus years that I don't give a shit. When nobody told you, you stuck to what the fuck you was doing. And look, it's either I kind of get on my way or y'all stay out my damn way. But either way, this is what's about to happen. So, you know, me just being one of the viewers, yo, it's much appreciated. And that's what led to the show that I have today is being able to have the courage to do what I want to do and not give a fuck about people's opinions. Except the people that I'm actually trying to encourage and help. So shout out to you on that, Bubba, because you don't think you give yourself enough credit on that.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that, man. And I admire you for putting me on your show, and I admire you for getting me on there. I really appreciate that. And I want to bless the people and advice about contracts and not to get screwed over.
And I'm glad you brought that up, brother man, because that led straight to my third question. Like, if you could tell any of the people you know, that's viewing this video right now or just listening to the call via call, you could tell them anything about this journey you've had with becoming a business owner and what you had to do. What would you tell the people that's listening, including myself?
Man, listen, just don't quit and don't give up. You just got to find an artist that wanted to work and not waste your time. And trust me and believe me, I've been there before. You just got to find an artist that's going to push and rise your business to the top.
So when you say that, I might as well dive into it. When you say that, what exactly is it that you look for in artists when they approach you like, hey, J Money, I want to work with you, or I'm interested in, you know, signing with Web ENT? What do you tell them?
I tell them straight up, I will offer you getting your song on the radio, get you a major platform, get you shows or whatever, as long as you work at it and not be lazy.
You sound like my manager. I got two of them present with me. You sound just like them. I help you. I get your song on the radio. I get you shows. Just don't be fucking lazy. So, you know, speaking from, you know, a manager or artist, and I got managers present, I think they could appreciate that statement that you just made because they emphasize, all of them, to me about being fucking hard-headed. So, you know,
exactly.
I definitely appreciate you giving that statement, like, because one of them laughing right now as we speak, he's smirking because he already know. As a manager, you know, it's tough to be tough on your artist and not hurt their feelings, but also it's tough to know that, fuck that, they going to have to eat this because I'm trying to bring out the best part of you and that's what you hired me for. If not, what the fuck am I here for? So, you know. Salute, Mars. Keep doing what you're doing, brother, man.
Thank you,
man.
Before
you get out of here?
Well, make sure y'all check out one of my artists from Australia. Her name is The Sky. You know, I have to bring the overseas. It's on SoundCloud, so make sure y'all check that out. The Sky. You know, it's called The Rap Game.
Hey, yo, Fly, hey, yo, thank you, Jamal, for coming on the show. Many more for you on here. You always know you are a family on this show. Anytime you want to come on in, just talk to the people. The line is open for you, brother, man. Whether you are a guest or not, the lines are open for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And soon, I'm going to get one of my artists on here that's going to be on your show, man.
Speaking into existence, you know you got it. Hey, yo.
Thank you,
Flock Geyser. I'm feeling real good this evening, yo. We've been talking real spicy tonight. You already know the vibe, but I'm real Dorito-ish right now, so you already know where I'm going with this, Flock Geyser. Go ahead and throw that down real quick one time. Holy.
Oh, yeah.
I had to dig in the crate on this shit. Y'all already know what it is.
Dope Boy Music.com.
I'm at the crib with his wife, and I'm fresh from the city to the Nike. Niggas hating and they mad, I'm on ice. Niggas ass, and I ain't even with the bike. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Next shit, fresh shit, let me talk spice. See the church girl tight, but I know she getting nasty. Freak in the bedroom and pub, she be classy. She good. She straight fucking in the backseat, straight back shot. She running like a track. I'm from Plainville, I'm hood, never classy, baby. Like poop on a newborn, I'm nasty, baby. Come and hop on a stick, girl, I drive you crazy. Had your shit wet, you would think I bagged a navy. What's up in my bank? That's not important. Closet look like I'm a spokesman for Jordan. Three's company, both six with me, Gordon. They hopping on the wave, they say I do it enormous. Oh yeah, I'm back on my shit. And your girl like a condom, she all on my dick. MOB been the model, stack all my chips. I'm back to work for a third time, get off my dick. I'm at the crib with his wife, and I'm fresh from the fitted to the night. Niggas hating and they mad, I'm on ice. Niggas ass, and I ain't even with the bike. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Next shit, fresh shit, let me talk spice. Big thoughts about how I'm going to do more. Sun every day. My closet like a shoe store. House call my. I done knocked on a few doors. Half on a baby. Catch a nut with the boots for. She rub it like lotion. Free shit. That's why she be wet like the ocean. Sick game amazing. Pipe got her open. Put it in her mouth. Now I got her choking. A boyfriend mad cause the swag ain't lazy. Martin Lawrence with it, baby. I'm so crazy. If you wanna trip, I got a Chrome 380. One shot, he become a ghost, no Swayze. Shit. Yeah, I call that eviction. Only question for you, are you good with addiction? I heard you been leaking. Girl, let me fix it. Plus that thing fat, you thicker than a biscuit. I'm at the crib with his wife. And I'm fresh from the fitted to the night. Niggas hating and they mad, I'm all ice. Niggas ass, and I ain't even with the bike. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spicy. Big money shit, let me talk spicy. Next shit, fresh shit, let me talk spicy.
I had to dig in the creek. I got my niggas in the building. Y'all already know the shit.
DopeBoysMusic.com.
Hey, yo. Y'all already know what it is. Backwoods TV. Shout outs to my We Made Us movement. Y'all already know. We about to take the shit over. Say less, say more. Y'all already know the shit. Shout outs to For the Record Radio, Flock Guys, and Kush Money, Haiti the Great. Y'all already know what we do. Hey, yo, it's been a good show so far. But y'all already know I can't do it. I got to come back with a double on them. So it ain't over yet. Y'all already know what we about to do here. This is a pleasure. And like I said, I bring all guests to my show. I know who's working hard, who bust ass, who grinding. And this person I'm about to bring to the show, I've known this man since I was 17 years old. Our families both share ties in music. My uncle's a DJ. His father does a band. This is the second generation doing the shit that our pops, his pops and my uncle left off on. He got a new song on the iTunes called Rush. Another one called Oceana that just dropped. And, yo, my boy on fire, yo. I want to introduce the R&B legend in the making. Yo, Tyree, what's good, brother?
What's going on, Brody? How you?
Man, man, man. Yo, God bless you for coming on the show first and foremost, brother, man.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, man.
Man, yo, I know you a busy man. You a busy freaking man, and I don't blame you. You've been working. Before I jump into this, I want to go ahead and give you a chance to introduce yourself and tell the people exactly what you do.
All right, cool. So I go by the name of Lamar Tyree. I'm from Jersey. I am an R&B singer, songwriter, producer, and, yeah, I just love to make good music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This young man does make good music. Fuck it. I'm going to throw it out there now. He has a feature on the album. Yeah, I know y'all like, who the fuck is all these people on this guy album, yo? I put some of the most incredible, talented artists I know from all over New Jersey and all over the world on this album. So let me just jump into that. Yo, shout outs to the boy. He got two bangers out right now, back to back on them. He went LeBron on him real quick. He got a single out named Rush, and he has a single out named Oceana. Yo, both hit for days, yo. So congratulations, first and foremost, on all the success. And congratulations to Big Rel on the marvelous job he's doing with you and y'all marketing scheme and just everything in general. Congratulations, and I wish you much success.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that. Yeah, we just taking some time to learn, you know. Been doing it for a while, and we just taking our time to really learn the game and really know what to expect, you know.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So basically on this show, brother, man, you already know the vibes. It's your first time on the show. Once again, welcome. I'm going to tell you how we do it. I ask my artists three questions. I give them a chance to shout their social media one last time, and I also play one of your songs. I have a hit for them. We're going to get into that later, first and foremost. So we're going to start right now. I want to ask you, how does it feel with all the success that you've been having, and having people respond to your music the way they have, the DJs, the radio stations. How does it feel? Because I know it's been a long time coming.
You know what's crazy? It feels amazing. I think that actually motivates me to continue to keep doing it. When you're seeing a lot of DJs playing your record, when you're seeing the radios playing your record, when you see that people doing different TikToks and stuff like that, it's a good, amazing feeling. And it drives you to continue to keep making good music and also to keep and continue to keep running the business. So that's what I love about it as well.
Absolutely, man. And it shows, man. It shows. And like I said, I'm one of those artists where I'm never satisfied. So I could definitely appreciate that statement as well because, you know, I'm just a workaholic, you know, and that's definitely how me and you vibed originally, you know, all them years ago, is just having the same attitude about working and just the same drive for music. So, hey, man, I feel you on that one. I'm actually going to take the time to ask you four questions today because the opportunity to get you on the show is not common because you are very, I want the people to understand this. Callers, do not hang up. Do not hang up. This man is a very busy man. It took me a couple shows to be able to get him here, so I'm going to ask him four questions. My second question, this one is going to be a little personal. Nothing bad or anything of that nature. I worked with you originally when I was 17 years old, and we put out two hits back-to-back when we were 17. How does it feel over 10-plus years later coming out and, you know, me reaching out to you and saying, yo, Tyree, I think it's time for another one. Like, I think we should do this. Like, let's put out another hit. How did it feel to get that call? And what was the vibe like, you know, after not working with me in such a long time?
All right, so, you know, I'm about to spill the beans real quick. So it was a good feeling. I feel like, you know, we reunited with working together, like being creative. Me and you, when we first started doing this, right, we were recording off a boombox, off a little radio with a microphone and dubbing takes. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was doing that. And our first song, I think it was the Avant song. And I think it was the Lloyd Banks, whatever. So that session that we had that first time, I already knew, guarantee you, it was going to pop up from there. And I just had flashbacks as I was recording, you know, the song that me and you did for your album, for your project. And it's a great feeling, man. And just looking back how many years that was, man, and where we at now, we're taking it to a different level. So I can't wait for your project to even drop, man, because the world got, trust me, when they hear your project, they're going to go crazy, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. I definitely appreciate it. And I'm only as good as the people that, you know, participated in it and, you know, had enough belief in me with the vision I was trying to do. You know, so honestly, to have, you know, to be able to do a song with you after so long and hearing your voice as it matured and, you know, just hearing my vocals on top of it and just the growth and maturity in both styles, man, it's an amazing process. And, you know, I can't wait till this album come out so that people can hear, you know, the creativeness. I wish I was able to pull in the tape deck, pull out our first tape song and play it on the radio, but unfortunately I don't have access to that no more. And technology done updated a little bit since then. So, you know, I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, many more projects we definitely got to work on, you know, coming up. I definitely have plenty projects for you. But my third question actually for you is, you know, it's one last personal question, then we'll jump back into the music. You know, because I just want the viewers to understand that I actually have a personal relationship with most of the entirety of my guests that come on my show. So how does it feel, you know, I stated at the intro as far as introducing you, your dad did music with my uncle back in the day. So it's like, isn't it ironic? Like, how did you feel like, you know, do you feel like, damn, we really picked up the ball where Unc and Pops left it off and we just kind of picked up the ball in two different aspects and just ran with it. How you feel about that? Because I know I think about that constantly.
I feel like they set the tone for us. You get what I'm saying? They was doing it. Like my dad's a professional drummer, been doing it for a long time. Yeah, and your uncle was DJ and stuff like that too. So, I think they set the tone for us. You know what I'm saying? And without them, we wouldn't be who we are. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't have that ear for music. We wouldn't love music like we love it now. So I love seeing it. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate, you know, having people like that, because without them, we wouldn't be here today, bro.
Yes, sir, bro. You know what, Tyree? I'm feeling real good, bro. And you got real, you know, positive and cool. You know what? We gonna go ahead and take a call. I'm gonna let some of the callers interact with you, you know, before we jump into that banger, because I got a banger for them. You know what it is, but we gonna go ahead and, you know, jump into a caller. So, caller, state your name and where you from and what you do.
Hey man, this is Paul Mash. How you doing?
What's
going on, bro? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
We doing wonderful, brother, man.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm good. No complaints, man.
Paul, this isn't your first time on the show. This is Mr. Lamar's first time on the show. I want to go ahead and give you a chance to explain yourself and tell them a little bit about yourself and what you're doing, because I think this link right here might be the most good link of all of them so far on the show. So, go ahead.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, by the way. Well, my show is called Paul Mash TV, and it's on YouTube, and it's also on Facebook as well. And what I do is I interview independent artists like yourself, and I get their name out there. And all they need are two things. They need Zoom, and then they also need a link from YouTube to one of the music videos, and I put that in right after the interview when I edit it after we hang up from Zoom. And the interview isn't very long. I try to keep it right around 5 or 10 minutes, and you usually get the interview within an hour or two. And if that sounds like something you want to do, you can contact anybody here at For the Record, because they've all done several. I've done at least one. I know Flock Gaza has done two. Kush has done one, De Niro 500 has done one, so forth, and they all back me up on my work. So if you want to get it done, just let somebody know, and we'll get it done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what, that sounds amazing, man. I definitely would like to get you on Instagram or Facebook or whatever platform you're on, so we can definitely link up and network.
Well, I appreciate the positive feedback on that. You'll have to watch some of my interviews sometime. I do all genres. It doesn't matter whether it's hip-hop or country or rock or heavy metal. It doesn't even matter if it's folk or reggae or swing. It doesn't matter. I do it all on my show, and I've been doing it for a little over 8.5 years now. And although Paul Mash TV, I think it's only been around like 5, I think, but I've done a couple other shows before that. But everybody loves the show so far, so I know you'll love my interview too.
And yeah,
I know I love your interview, so I appreciate you dropping that information, man.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, Tyree, he's definitely a cool guy. Paul has been a big supporter since day one. He has a lot of good things going on for himself, and he is a wonderful person, and he definitely supports all independent artists, like he said, no matter what you do. So this is a link that I would definitely further pursue as far as, you know, setting y'all up in the group chat and y'all networking, because I think some good things could really come out of that. And, you know, that's pretty much what this show is about, is networking and linking people with the, you know, the next person that's trying to do the same thing. So I encourage that definitely, Tyree, for you to, you know, reach out to Paul. He's a wonderful dude. I have plenty other people as well that, you know, I could link you with, but Paul is definitely, you know, he is definitely the man. So, you know, take it from me, Tyree, he's the man, yo.
Oh, yeah, trust me, he definitely.
Well, you're the man too, man.
You know, hey, Paul, man, I appreciate you calling in, brother, man. Make sure you stay on the line, because you're going to see why I want to network you and link you with Tyree. Like, this, Mr. Lamar is no joke with this shit. So I got a banger coming for him, so I'm going to go ahead and play that. But I definitely thank you for coming through, Mr. Paul. You're always welcome on the show. And we definitely going to link together and try and set some things up, as well as with me and as well as with some of the guests that I have coming on my show.
Okay, man. Well, I'm always willing to call back. I call in most days, so you'll be hearing from me again, man.
Yes, sir, Mr. Paul. Callers, do not hang up. For the people that's viewing, before I jump in and let my boy tell you something real nice about this shit I'm about to drop on the radio, this is about to be that fuego, as they say in Spanish. Callers, make sure y'all tapping. If y'all not locked in on the computer and y'all hitting that link, make sure y'all calling at 929-477-2425. Again, that number is 929-477-2425. Tap the fuck in. Yo, Mr. Lamar, we got a segment on this show where we have a lot of fun. I'm going to get a kick out of this. Before you get out of here and I jump into this, do you want to say anything to the people? Once again, shout out to social media out for the people that didn't get to hear you. Anything you want to say to the people?
All right, so cool. Thank you. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do that. So social media, Instagram is Lamar underscore Tyree Music. So L-A-M-A-R underscore T-Y-R-E-E Music. Also on YouTube, Lamar Tyree. That is my YouTube, Facebook, Lamar Tyree as well. I have a new single out on all platforms called Oshana. Also, I have another single called Rush. So definitely, you know, check it out. It's available on all platforms. And I just want to say thank you. I appreciate the Simi for, you know, giving me the opportunity. I just want to say something if I don't get an opportunity to say this, man. No matter what happens, man, always continue to keep doing what you're doing, man. You're doing a good job, and I definitely appreciate, you know, you giving me the opportunity, and continue to keep shining, bro. Like, for real, for real.
Man, much love, bro. I'm only as good as the people I keep around me, and that's real shit. So with that said, yo, God bless you for, you know, always continuously believing in me, you and your brother, because y'all been day one since before people actually knew who Simi was and I was young choke. So with that said, yo, I appreciate y'all. And God bless y'all on always being support. Hey, yo, but I got one more question for you before we get out of here. You know what this is?
Yeah, I know that is. That's that Rush right there. It's a Scotty City Juice. That's available on all platforms right now.
You heard me? Backwoods TV, let that shit rock.
Jules, why you pressing them buttons like that?
The way that you make me feel got me so excited. Yeah, never thought the love was real until you came in my life. When I get around you, I get a rush, something I never felt before. And I can't deny that I'm so in love. I never had someone like you. The little things that you do for me, I appreciate it. Yeah. No one ever do the things you did. Having you is something I adore. You make me feel like having you is something special. I will never trade it for nothing. You're the best thing that ever happened. You give me a rush I need. You give me a rush I need. You give me a rush I need. You're giving me a rush.
She give me a rush, she like go daddy. I give it dope, she a dope addict. Man, that is so west in a boat addict. Say I'm the greatest to go addict. See your location, I'll be at your addict. Or I send you a flight, you can go to Cali. I'm doing whatever to keep you close, yo. Cause you give me a rush. I'm feeling your vibe, let me take you to lunch. I'm feeling your vibe, let me show you the trap. I'm feeling your vibe, little baby, can you roll this blunt while I count up these racks? I'm gripping the hair while I hear from the bank. Might have pulled out a track. Cause I can buy the new weed. Don't go, gotta eat my keys. She said she miss me, but I know she lying. I know she gon' get wet up for these dollar signs. Every time I call, she pick up every time. She give me a rush. Fuck around my little crush.
You give me a rush, I need. You give me a rush, I need. You give me a rush, I need. You giving me a rush.
Yo, yo, yo. Y'all already know. Backwoods TV, shout out to my boy Flock Guys behind the 1-2s. Shout out to all the viewers. Shout out to all my guests tonight. Shout out to anybody that tune in and rock with your boy every Thursday. I love the support. Much love. Y'all already know what we do here on Backwoods TV. We buy a home of the independent artists, independent business owners. Just to let y'all know, up and coming, I'm definitely planning on bringing Chevenix Jr. back to the show for his own segment. I'm definitely going to bring him back, let him talk to y'all about what he got going on. Cause I had one of the most amazing damn burgers on earth. And little bro put it together, and he cooked better than y'all, and he's only 12. So this is how we doing it. We bringing a 12-year-old chef in the making to the show. That details on that is coming up. Definitely, I got Trav the Assassin coming to lock in for the first show. I got some good people coming in, so make sure y'all keep rocking with me this year. But right now, we're going to go ahead and take a call or two, see what's up, and then I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I got work in the morning with my black ass, and they going to work me like Kunta Kinte, so I need some sleep. But we're going to go ahead and jump into the, one of the callers. Caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do. Caller, state your name, what you do, and where you from.
Live.
Yo, 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 yo.
Hey, yo, what it do?
Yo, 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 hello? Yo.
I hear you.
Could y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, man, what's going on? It's your boy, Haiti the Great, a.k.a. OG Savage, man. What's going on, my brother? Tuning in with you, man.
Haiti, what's poppin', my guy? Shot-town, what's good, brother?
Oh, man, topping it up with y'all, man. You know, on this good day, man, I would like to tell them, man, you know, everybody that's tuning in, we appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Let's really do this shit, man. It's my man. I got a show, my own show, called The Great Bob Show. Who all is tuning in right now, y'all tune in to my show every Sunday, 8 p.m. Central to 9 p.m. Central. You know, I got my own podcast. I want everybody to tune in. Right now, y'all tune in to my buddy, man. He's great, man. You know, I love. I come a couple of bars, man, and show some love to the station. And, man, does everybody know we do this shit 7 days a week, man, nonstop, man. So who all tuning in?
Hey, I'm
ready. Who all?
I definitely got a
up on
I got a link you in. I got a link you before I know you jump into your bar play. I already know how you get down, brother, man. I already know what it is. Before we jump into it, I got you on the hotline. Hey, yo, I got an up-and-coming artist from Jersey. He a youngin'. He got next. He do drill music.
Uh-oh.
He do trap music. He do hip hop. He do samples. He do all that shit. Yo, you need to bring my boy Honcho to the bar show.
I heard.
I got a youngin'. Youngin' and hungry.
Oh, man. Tell him you know what time it is, man. You know this is great. He welcome to this For The Record anytime. I am a fucking For The Record team member. You know what I'm saying? And for the rest, to let everybody know, if anybody don't know what's going on, I'll be in Gary, Indiana, June 6th, repping this For the Record shit, man, for real, doing the show, fucking them up, let them know what For the Record is. I'm going to give everybody a For the Record card, goddammit, let them know we're doing this 7 days a week. You finna turn Gary up.
7 motherfucking days a week. That the fuck, man. That's what we do here. For the Record.
We definitely got to turn Gary up. But to these vibes, let them know what's going on. This is Hayes the Great. I'm about to go crazy, I say. Play with five, best believe you're going to get burnt. Fuck with Hayes, best believe you're going to get turned. My goal straight, we on deck, believe that. Put off the plane to the jet, where the weed at? Call Gonzalez, tell him bring the keys back. Call my chemist, he'll give me the feedback. 100 round Glock for them, I'll give him the feedback. I'm starting with this bitch, Jake, better lean back. The streets took my raps, now my raps relapse. I'm still spitting that flame in front of the 50 cal. Fuck you, baby, 2-7 crazy, I'm still wild. I'm a village hitter. Problem child, I get it, I whip it, I flip it, that's what I do. Make amazing moves with my Hebrew, I'm in my groove. Haiti hates it, such a mama, I can't lose. Mama, I'm sorry, your baby, he be packing tools. I'm sorry when I was locked up and never called you. You make your bed, you lay in it, I learned stuff from you. I whack niggas daily, mama, I love my crew. Mama, I be catching bodies on the avenue. Mama, I move to work, came from Piru. Mama, I love you, I'm in the streets, and they love me too. They say you can't run the streets, I'm a living proof. Until the day I die, I'ma let them things loose. Most of my buddies dead and gone, I tell the truth. And when I die, I die, I love the deceased proof. I love my hood. I love my block. You disrespect Haiti. They get that ass drive, load up. It's time to whack niggas. Your timeline pick? An RP picture. Haiti, the callers, you lanes already know what's allowed. You know I blow with the rim and you know I pull with your hoes. You know she going. Throwing is what I'm rolling. Blue pill, you know I'm rolling. 30 pop is what I'm told. Promise I ain't going. Man, it's too focused. My grind is too frozen. My bars is too potent. You see, I was told it. Chosen to kill the game. Ain't anybody who wanted. I'm killing it. Taking names. Don't click. Ain't no shit. You ain't nothing but a bitch and I'm toting them hockey sticks that sing like Robin Thicke. I know that it sounds fiction. I promise you better listen. Hitters that get the tripping and you're in the missing. Anybody can get the business. Anybody can get the business. That's that For the Record shit, man. You feel me? Fly guys approve that shit, man.
Yeah.
Big Jeezy got it locked, boy.
Falling off,
I need to know, is you still down? Yeah.
If you don't really fuck with me,
then I need to know why you still around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I seen friends turn into foes. Seen real ones die over hoes. You know this is the way shit go. That's why my heart been so cold. Look me in my face, no lies. I see them snakes in disguise, yeah. I send a fake to the skies, yeah. And one thing,
before we go, before we go wrong,
I need to know, is you still down? Yeah.
If you don't really fall with me,
then I need to know why you still around. Yeah, yeah.
Hey. I got fakes in my face, snakes in the grass, smile on your face, but hate when you pass. Money over everything, I rake in the cash. We all gotta hustle, that hate shit is sad. I be in my lane cause I don't do traffic. People wanna hate when they stunned, they the maddest. No, I'm not the baddest, you fit it at cabin. Me and bro back, hanging up, that's a jacket. Ain't shit fake when you fucking with the real. Niggas die fast when they fucking with the steel. I be smoking weed, young niggas need to chill. Back then, niggas wasn't fucking with the pills. I changed up, but I stayed down. That's fame up for you lanes down. I grew up, I'm a grown man. I'll let it bust, no greyhound. I'm a big man, I got big dreams. Big plans, I'm doing big things. Been a champ for a while now, so I deserve me like 2 rings.
Cause
so
y'all can't fuck with me. Me and bro know y'all been some clowns. Me and this bitch is going down, that we hold it down. So
falling off, falling off. I need to know, is you still down? Yeah.
If you don't really fuck with me,
then I need to know why you still around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I seen friends turn into foes. Seen real ones die over hoes. You know this is the way shit go. That's why my heart been so cold. Yeah. Look me in my face, no lies. I see them snakes in disguise, yeah. I send a fake to the skies, yeah. And one thing,
before we go, fall, go wrong.
They tell me they fuck with me, they don't fuck with me. See, they mad cause they know they can't fuck with me. Only me and the ones who came up with me. Got my back if the opps try to up on me. I be focused on music, that's luckily. If I wasn't, I'd probably be busting heat. Niggas talk about this, niggas talk about that. But these niggas don't never speak up to me. Baby, she know I'm the king with this. Tell me I'm doing my thing with this. Say I don't dance, leave that up to my wrist. I could tell she a dancer, she loving the tip. These niggas gon' fold when that pressure be hitting. Bitches gon' talk, but they never gon' listen. I said I'm a creep, they can't say that I didn't. Said I would make it, they seen how I did it. Made a promise to my people. Yeah, and I told them I'd make it. Only get one shot, know that I'ma take it. If you got a dream, then you gotta go chase it. Treat it like your heart and don't let them break it. Happiness is real and no, you can fake it. Most of these niggas, they act like they fuck with you. For a sec, I can see that they hating.
Before we go further on, I need to know, is you still down? Need to know why you still around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I seen friends turn into foes. Seen real ones die over hoes. You know that's just the way shit goes. That's why my heart been so cold. Yeah, look me in my face, no lies. I see them snakes in disguise. Yeah, I send a fake to the skies. Yeah, and one thing before we go further on, I need to know, is you still down?
Needed was my gun. Can't go to sleep, feel like I'm on the run. Room full of people, I still feel alone. Don't approach me, I don't know what you want. PTSD got me gripping my chrome. Came in this world, I'ma die on my own. Know I'm a king, I just need me a throne. Lately I've been talking to demons. Shorty said she love me, I knew she ain't mean it. We just be fucking, only link on the weekends. These wicked games ain't talking about weekend. Never folded up, 10 toes on semen. Niggas ducking beef, all of a sudden they vegan. Can't hang around me, all you do is be leeching. Y'all say I better, I feel that you read. I'm only riding with the niggas that I walk with. And if you got a problem, my niggas ready to spark shit. Disrespect the squad, your head becoming a target. Shooting through the window, leave blood all over your carpet. Never change lanes, just switch gears. Too humble, get money, never sit on peers. Top shot is still a pillar, nigga, like a pig. Stay dirty, I was sliding all through the field.
Before we go further on, I need to know, is you still down? Yeah.
If you don't really fall with me,
then I need to know why you still around. Yeah. Yeah.
I seen friends turn into foes. Seen real ones die over hoes. You know this is the way shit goes.
Got it locked, boy.